Thomas, we are so back.
Are
Football
we?
is so back.
Oh, I thought you meant like MSU football was so back.
Oh, no. I mean, hopefully we'll see today, but no, just football in general. It's finally here. I mean, obviously we had college last week, but like full slate of NFL Sunday, full slate of college today. It's
Yes, we're back. I was so confused when you just opened with that because I was like, we barely beat FAU. Why are
No,
you?
no, no, no. I know I'm wearing the MSU hat, but no. Just, I mean, the show is about football, so I was like, we're so back, like we have a full slate of everything this week. We can talk
Is.
about a million things.
Yes.
I could talk forever about football right now. Obviously we had Kansas City and Baltimore open up the year on Thursday.
I missed most of that game. I was
Did
working.
you? Okay, I was at work, but I ended up getting out early, so I didn't miss any of the game. And I don't really have a fandom. I mean, Lamar is my fantasy quarterback usually, so shout out Lamar. I also have just been a fan of Lamar for quite some time, so I usually root for Baltimore. And I don't like Kansas City or Patrick Mahomes. So I think he, I don't, I won't say it because I, it's I don't even know. I just hate his guts for some reason. I can't stand him. So yeah, that's but I mean, did you see anything from the game?
I caught the pretty much the entire second half. So for the first half, for all the people out there that don't know, I work for Grand Valley State University. I do social media for them, fun fact. And part of my job is to do social media for the police department. And Grand Valley had a football game on Thursday. So the police were there and they have a new police dog who does, bomb sniffing and stuff. So, I'm there to get video and photo of the dog, right? Here we are going into the stadium, right? The game just started or whatever. I'd been following them around like the entire day, but like this is like, oh, now it's like great content getting time, right? So we walk in and Grand Valley hires like this third party security group to help the police with the security of the game. And so we're just like walking past the security people like to get in, and the canine officer is like, oh yeah, he's with me, and they're like, oh okay, letting me in and whatnot. Then he decides he wants to walk down into the field, right? Which sick, right? I get to go down into the field. We walk past the first security guy that's like guarding the field entrance, and he's just like, yeah, he's with me. And the guy's like, oh okay, cool. We get down to like the point where like you're about to go through that little like inflatable tunnel that they run through, and he walks through it, and I'm recording him walking through it. And in the recording, you can hear a second security guy going, "Do you have a pass?" And you can hear me in the recording go, "Huh?" And so then I stop recording, obviously. And the guy's like, "You need a pass to be down here." And I'm like, "Oh, I'm with the Department of Public Safety." And the guy's like, "You need a pass." And I'm like, "I'm with the police." And he goes, "You still need a pass." And the officer I was following around goes, "Yeah, he's with me." And the guy's like, "He needs a pass." And he's like, "No, he's gonna come stand next to me and we're gonna be right here." And so I just walk over to, my man who I'm following around the entire day. And this man,
Dad.
this other guy, right, just he just stands directly behind me the entire time we're down there. Like, we're not even
What?
moving further onto the field. We literally stood for like not even 5 minutes, just directly on the spot where he's like, we're gonna stand here. And this guy is just hovering over me, expecting me to do something, I guess, even though I guess he didn't believe my shirt that said Department of Public Safety or the police
No
officer
way you had a shirt on that said it.
that said that I was
Well,
with him.
I'm just confused. Why wouldn't GV just give you credentials?
Well, okay. So they do have credentials. I didn't grab them. But at the same time,
If
okay.
you're with the police, like I,
Like
yeah.
that was my thing. Like the credentials were for the communications department. So
Right.
I work for the communications department, like primarily. And so like it was for them to be able to get into the game to do their stuff, right?
Right, right,
Which
right.
technically I could have grabbed one, but I was like, oh, I'm with the fucking police, right? Like that's basically my all access pass,
Yeah,
not
fair. Yeah. You would
Apparently
think.
not.
One would
Apparently.
think.
But yeah, so next time I think I'm gonna have to like get down and pretend I'm like a toddler or something and hold his hand and just walk through like,
Dad, dad.
yeah, apparently this man went on a power trip. He was staring me down, trying to like intimidate me, and I'm literally just standing there like, I'm with the police department today.
That's insane.
Yeah, so I almost got thrown out by that guy. That's my little story. That was, yeah. And then the Ravens Chiefs game started.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of it on my phone while I was there because it started raining. So I was like, oh, we have a lull. I can just watch some football now.
Right.
And then I was like, okay, I'm leaving. Watched the second half.
Yeah.
And bada bing, bada boom, Isaiah Likely. Try having smaller feet, my friend.
Yeah. I selfishly wanted Mark Andrews to catch more passes than he did because I had a parlay and we needed Mark Andrews receptions and he turned into a left tackle. So
Mark Andrews is on my fantasy team.
yeah.
It's,
You drafted an offensive lineman, by the way.
I didn't know.
No
How was
one
I
knew.
supposed to
Apparently
know?
Isaiah Likely is the next Travis Kelce too, so
Watch. Okay. But here's the thing. It's going to be one of those like fluke week ones where like one guy goes off
yeah.
randomly and then maybe
I mean, he
next
was
week
good
Isaiah
last
Likely
year.
becomes a
When
left tackle.
Andrews was hurt last year, he was good. I
Yeah.
likely was. So
But like Mark Andrews.
everyone, I think everyone knows that like Lamar wants to throw to Andrews. And if they just use Andrews as a decoy and as an offensive lineman, then they can just throw it to Likely all the time.
Yeah, the Chiefs did not do a good job of like keying in on him once they
No,
realized
I was
he
like,
was.
well, okay, the first half was over, and I'm talking to my roommate because we both bet the same parlay. I'm like, dude, they're going to key in on Flowers and Likely because that's all Lamar's throwing to, and he'll throw to Andrews. No, they just left Likely open all the time, and he just
Oh
was
yeah.
going insane.
Yeah, that like stop juke to get that touchdown was pretty
Yeah, that
you
was,
were like
yeah.
it's like Lamar's in high school.
Yeah, that clip is so sick too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny how full circle. I remember watching that clip in high school when Lamar did that, and I'm like, this guy's insane. And then I never heard of him again until Louisville, and then now he's insane, and he's a good quarterback. Well, people are saying he's a bad quarterback, which you'll never hear me say. You'll never hear me utter that Lamar
I
Jackson's a
heard he's
bad
a great
quarterback.
running back.
Man, I don't understand the hate, man.
No, he's a quarterback, man. He's like a top
Listen, listen, listen.
five
I'm
quarterback in the
gonna
NFL.
put this on the record that Zay Flowers, the second to last play where Zay Flowers was coming across the end zone and Lamar misses the throw. Flowers should have sat down in the soft spot. That's his fault, not Lamar's.
It's a miscommunication between the quarterback and receiver.
Well, Antonio Brown, he knows ball, and he said that it's Zay Flowers' fault. So I'm gonna go with that.
Listen, I'm not going to say Antonio Brown's wrong, but I also don't think I'm ever going to be listening to Antonio Brown.
I saw a
I
tweet.
know,
It
I
came
know, I know.
across my feed. I
I
wasn't
don't mean like
listening to.
listening, like paying
No, I'm not
attention.
an
I don't
avid.
think
I
I'm
know
going to
I bring
be
up Antonio Brown
trusting
frequently,
Antonio
but because he
Brown's.
comes across my Twitter feed, I don't listen to his podcast, and I want to
You a
make sure
big
that's what I do.
Antonio Brown guy? You
No, no, no.
like to
If anyone's a big
follow
Antonio Brown
along?
guy, it would be you,
Listen to
Thomas.
his
But
conspiracies. No, that was our friend Zach, who
that's true.
was a
Yeah,
big
Zach
Antonio
is
Brown
definitely a
guy.
big AB guy. Yeah. No, I see him. I've interacted with a couple of his tweets because he's kind of funny. So I see him on my feed
Oh,
frequently.
they're funny. They're also just, yeah.
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 And then obviously we had Packers and Eagles last night. Did you watch any of that game?
I watched the entire game. I am convinced they are not playing in Brazil ever again, with how that field was treating them.
Also, I really didn't watch it. I watched a couple minutes of the game. I didn't really watch any. I was working and I just wasn't really interested. I didn't have any ties to the game. But because I don't really like the Eagles or the Packers. Obviously the Packers because they're in the NFC North. I just really don't like the Eagles.
I like AJ Brown. That's my connection.
I like AJ Brown too. He's on my fantasy team, one of my fantasy teams. So I like him. I just like him in general too. He's kind of insane, just dunking on people and stuff. So, but yeah, I didn't really watch the game. I did the few minutes that I did watch, it was like dead silent because the crowd was non-existent because they're playing in Brazil and the field did look like shit. So,
Yeah, they were slipping and sliding out there. I don't, there were a lot of missed throws because Jordan Love like couldn't get his foot into the ground correctly on his
Jordan Love,
prep.
Jalen Hurts, not that good at quarterbacks.
Jordan Love got hurt. Do you see
Yeah,
that?
I know. That could be bad.
It's Malik Willis time, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe my agenda
Packers
pushback that I had
fans.
a few years ago will finally be gosh, I thought Malik Willis was it,
I
to
thought
be
he was the next. I thought he was insane. From what I was hearing before the draft, I thought he was the next best thing. And I was like, dude, the Lions should take him at two. I swear to God, I was saying that.
well, I think the problem that he ran into was like being handed the second string spot immediately when pretty much leading up to the draft, it was he's the next big thing, but he needs to sit for a year or two.
Yeah.
And he has now sat for a year or two. And
Yeah.
if Jordan Love is out, I guess we'll see
And
what.
also has got thrown into starting situations too.
Yeah.
How about this? Malik, I'm pretty sure the Titans, I'm pretty sure Malik Willis beat Patrick Mahomes.
No, he lost. It was really close.
Oh, he covered. That's what it was. That's
Yeah.
excuse me. That's
Hey, good teams win, great teams cover.
facts. Yeah. Great QBs cover, I guess, right? I mean, no, but yeah, Packers fans get familiar with Malik Willis. Hopefully Love isn't out for the season just 'cause I do want him. I do want the Packers to be at full strength when the Lions sweep them this year. So I can just like shit on Packers fans 'cause I know a couple and I hate when they say stuff, man. And you know, they've just been so successful. They go from Brett Favre to Rodgers to Love, and it's ridiculous, man. Like they don't have any in between. No turmoil, nothing.
They did do the smart thing and kind of draft the next guy
I
2 years
know, and everyone gave him shit for
ahead.
it too. Like, oh yeah, you're pushing Aaron Rodgers out of town. Aging weirdo Aaron Rodgers. See ya, buddy. We
Yeah,
got
Aaron
Jordan
Rodgers
Love
was
now.
pushing himself out of town pretty much at a certain point.
I mean, he's weird. He doesn't even seem like he wants to be on the Jets.
No, he just wants to go host Jeopardy pretty
Yeah.
much.
Sucks. And go on his darkness retreats, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a full set
Oh.
of college games today.
Well, really fast, I was gonna say what a debut from Saquon on the Eagles.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
what, three touchdowns?
Yeah. Two rushing, one receiving.
That
Big day
receiving
for him.
touchdown was pretty sick. He just landed like a wheel route, and
Yeah, I didn't see it. Was it insane? I'll have to watch the clip.
it wasn't like insane, but like he was covered,
Yeah.
like caught it through traffic,
Oh,
whatever.
really?
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley on a good team can score touchdowns. Are we
Saquon
surprised?
Barkley on a good team might be the best running back in the NFL.
Right. Are we surprised?
No.
No. Okay. Like, don't play for the Giants, man. I don't know how people don't learn. OBJ, Saquon. Like,
Well, they
come
didn't
on.
have a
Don't.
choice. They got drafted by the
I
Giants.
know, but like, wait,
Just
who?
actively refuse to say, no, I
Didn't
will
Eli
not.
was just like, I'm not going to play for this team. And then he got traded, did he not?
Huh?
Eli?
He said he wasn't going to play for the Chargers.
Yeah, I know. And then he got traded to the Giants because
Yeah.
he was like, I'm not playing for you guys. You could just do
Yeah.
that.
You could.
I guess. I don't know. I guess it's probably different for QBs just because their team is more probably like generational talent in the draft.
Yeah. They might have a little bit more leverage.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, you were saying full slate of college games today.
Yeah, we got a full slate of college games. MSU, Maryland. We'll
Yep.
see.
Biggest game this week.
We'll see if
And
Aiden
then.
Childs can put together a full game of accurate passing.
Yep. So big game board. We got Michigan State, Maryland, and then right below that we got Michigan, Texas.
Yes, that's true. I wasn't even
National
thinking about Michigan, Texas.
national
That's
TV games.
how low it is on my total.
I like Texas. People call me a fake Texas fan. My dad and my grandpa are, well, my grandpa's from Texas. My dad grew up being a Texas fan because my grandpa was a Texas fan, so I was also kind of a Texas fan. Obviously a bigger MSU fan, but I've always liked Texas since I was a kid. People call me bandwagon, people call me whatever. I don't really care. That's what it's like being a Mexican, I guess.
Can you really be a bandwagon Texas fan with how they were playing
Yeah, no, exactly.
just
They've been
like 10
horrible.
years?
They've been horrible. Like, I remember I was like 10 years old and they were in the national championship, and then ever since then, they've just been trash.
Yeah. I don't know if you can be a bandwagon fan from what they put up the last,
Yeah.
what, 14
National Natty
years?
Champs this year, though, I'm going to call it. I'm gonna call it. They're gonna be national champions. I got a future bet placed on them, so I'm excited for that. I talk about betting a lot. I don't want you to think I'm a degenerate, but I do like to bet on football. So,
Tyler's just, an addict. He's in
yeah,
crippling debt, everyone.
I gotta pay my bills somehow, right, guys? No, yeah, but I do. I really hope Texas, blows out Michigan today. That's because one, like I said, Michigan State fan, so. Hate Michigan, and two, I'm a Texas fan. So.
Well, Fresno, there is a world where Fresno State, like they were down by what, like a touchdown? It was like 10
Yeah,
left in the fourth quarter or something like that.
I just like I've said this before. Michigan does have a good defense. I don't think it's gonna be good enough to stop Texas from putting up points still.
Yeah.
Like Texas will put up points. They have track star athletes at wide receiver. Quinn Ewers is a pretty good quarterback. Could say he's in the Heisman race. And then I don't know how their defense is, so I can't really say. But
You just have to imagine with how uninspired the quarterback play was for Michigan
right,
last
which
week.
is what I was gonna say too, is like, you have two quarterbacks, you don't have a quarterback really. That's like the saying
I
at
don't even
least.
know if they have two quarterbacks. One of them
Yeah, fair.
can't throw.
Yeah.
The other one can throw, but he's also just kind of like very
His
caveman at
story,
best.
I mean, I like to give props for the dude. His story is very insane and like very accomplished. Like he beat cancer in high school and then he was a walk-on at Michigan and now he's a starting quarterback there. So like that's fucking insane. All props to that guy. Like nothing but respect, even if he plays for Michigan. I gotta give respect when it's due.
Nothing but respect, but his play was a little uninspiring.
Right, of course, yeah. I mean, I don't think you want a former walk-on really necessarily being your, head guy, but I don't know, I guess. Stetson Bennett was a former walk-on and Georgia, did their
Doesn't
thing.
Bennett hit deep balls?
It's true. It's true. We'll
Yeah.
see. I don't know. Their offense is weird. It's early too. Which is Excuse me, if you're a Michigan fan, that's a good thing. Like it's early. So if you go out and put up a stinker against Texas, it's like, dude, first off, we didn't have the quarterback situation figured out if they ever do figure it out down the line. And two, if they only lose at this game and maybe another big game, you can still put
Yeah,
up a resume to be in the playoff now that it's a 12-team playoff.
you can be
So
like a two or possibly even three loss team and still make the playoff
right. Like the
without.
playoff is perfect for like Penn State now because Penn State historically has just been the two or three, like play
Like
two or
10
three
and
big, like
2,
huge
5 and
games
3.
against
Yeah.
Michigan and Ohio State and then lose. And they're like, well, we're a really good team still. We just can't beat Michigan and Ohio State. Okay. Well, you're not going to make the playoff. Now there's 12 teams and they finish, top 12 every year. So yeah. Other games, I don't really know. Colorado, Nebraska. That'll be probably a really good game.
Look, Colorado's like actually doo-doo. Nothing against Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter because they rock. They're absolutely sick. The
Shador
rest of
Sanders
the
is.
team kind of doo-doo.
Oh, Jimmy Horn Jr. is on the Colorado. Did you know that?
I did know that, and I stand by
That's
my
kind.
statement.
No,
Kind
I'm
of
just
doo-doo.
saying that's kind of insane.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Because I remember Jimmy Horn playing for the Saints. So.
I don't know. I think that there's so much like media circus going on with Colorado just for them to be the most average
Yeah.
college
No,
football team.
I know. Last year it was like, dude, Colorado is, oh my God, there is the funniest graphic that shows up on my timeline sometimes. It's like week two of college football last year. There's a graphic that said, would this year's Colorado beat 2019 LSU? And by how many points?
Oh yeah. I remember seeing that. And
One of the best football teams of all time versus 4-8 Colorado last year.
then there was the graphic that popped up during the North Dakota State game that was like Colorado has not won a game since October.
Yeah. Insane. They do get way too much media hype for how good their team actually is. However, they're playing Nebraska. Dylan Raiola does look really good, but he's still a freshman too. I don't know how good Colorado's defense actually is because they did give up quite a few points to North Dakota State. But it's
I
weird with
don't
North
think their
Dakota.
defense is that good.
Right. It's weird with North
Like,
Dakota State because they are usually traditionally like the best FCS team. So it's like, how do you scale that on an FBS level too?
I mean, I would have to imagine that North Dakota State would be a competitive FBS school. Maybe
Right. That's what I would like to say. Like
not like top
five
12,
wins?
but like
They would string together a couple wins for sure.
they would string together some wins. Yeah, they are
Yeah.
definitely better than a decent number of FBS schools.
Like, why don't we get rid of, why don't we send UConn to the FCS and we'll bring North Dakota State to the FBS?
Just do relegation
Yeah,
and bring the team
seriously,
down and
because
bring a team up.
there's too many trash teams in the FBS that don't belong here. And then you get juggernauts like North Dakota State, from what I know, is usually always in the conversation for the
Oh
title.
yeah, there was like a whole thing going on where North Dakota State's coaching staff was feeling pressure because they have not won the national championship for FCS since 2021, and so boosters and stuff were applying
Oh
pressure
my
going
God.
out one in
Yeah, okay,
3 years.
exactly. And obviously they put out NFL talent, as we know, Trey Lance and Carson Wentz, two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So
Yeah. Oh, of course. You couldn't have named any other guys who might be a little bit more relevant today, but yeah, of course.
yeah.
Actually, the only other one I can name is Cody Mauch. So
I don't know anyone else that comes from North Dakota State other than those two.
I think they've got a couple of guys.
There, I know there, I feel like there's a wide receiver that I'm
Oh,
missing.
there's a tight end. I think Tucker Kraft went there.
Okay.
Okay, Tyler, fill this. I need to know. I need to know.
Yeah,
Craft, where did he go
so
to school?
I'm trying to think of other college football games today that are big games. Iowa, Iowa State. That should be a good game, I think. Interested to see how good Iowa's offense actually is. Because they put up 40 points, but they were playing Illinois State. So we'll see. Have you
There's
figured this out,
the
Thomas?
Tennessee NC State game. Oh,
Yes, that would be good.
Tucker Kraft went to South Dakota State. Sorry, everybody. What
No, it's fine. But I was gonna
do we have
say
to have
about that.
two Dakotas?
Right.
Not to be this guy, but do you remember that Fairly OddParents episode where Timmy wished that he was never wrong? And so when Mr. Crocker asked him how many states the U.S. had, he said 49. And Crocker was like, no, you're wrong. But then the principal came over the PA and was like, good news, class. North and South Dakota just
I think I do.
combined
I
to
think I do
become
recall the episode that you're
Dakota.
talking about. That's a great show, man.
Don't know why, but that popped into my head when I was
That is a great
hating
show.
on the fact that South Dakota State exists. I don't know. I mean, I just feel like for me, college football is so hit or miss, especially early on, because it's just the best. Like, you want to watch the best college football teams, obviously.
Yes,
Those are
yeah.
usually the most entertaining games. But then, like, the first couple weeks, they play the worst teams
I
imaginable.
know. I know.
Like,
Like this is what, like, as a Michigan State fan, Michigan State Maryland will probably be a pretty good game to watch, and competitive, hopefully. But like, dude, if you're a casual and you don't want and you're a fan of another team and you're just scrolling and you have anything to watch at 3:30 and you put on Michigan State Maryland, you're probably gonna be like, what the hell is this shit? Like, no
yeah.
way people sit here and watch this whole game and like get excited about it when it's they probably think it's pretty boring.
Yeah, or there's like Notre
Like they
Dame
don't
versus Northern
like
Illinois.
majority of the
It's
fan
like,
doesn't know Aiden Childs is 18 and anything he does is exciting and we're like, holy shit, he's the future. Like they don't know that.
yeah, I wish that there were more entertaining games. Like, I'm not dying to watch Ohio State versus Western.
Yeah, no.
Like, I don't
I'm
know.
not even dying to watch Tennessee versus NC State. I could care less about both those teams.
Yeah, the only draw I think is that they're both top 25 ranked teams right now, and
Right. And like the thing with the 12 team playoff too is that like it leaves a little bit less of an implication on some of these early games too. Like let's say Tennessee loses to NC State by a couple points and it's like, all right, well, bounce back. It doesn't like you can kind of put like it matters, but it's not the end of the world. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna have bigger games down the road against SEC opponents anyways, and if they're losing an out of conference game against NC State, it's going to be like, well, that, you know, like how important really is that, you know?
Yeah.
So it kind of hurts it, like moving the 14 playoff to a 12 team playoff kind of hurts early games too. I feel like just because then you can be like, well, it's early, you know, like it was an early on in the season and they figured it out. And you can't say they're not one of the top 12 teams in the nation, all that stuff. So
Yeah. But enough college, Tyler, enough college football. It's making me
sorry.
we got NFL football on.
Real deal stuff, man.
Real deal
Real deal
stuff.
stuff.
I think Steelers Falcons gonna be one of the 1 o'clock games. I need to talk about this. Russell Wilson dealing with some calf tightness. I don't
Is it
know.
Justin Fields' time in Pittsburgh already?
Listen, you want me to go into Russell Wilson's hospital room and just start punching his calf or something, Justin Fields? Like, I'll do it.
Oh, really? You're ready.
I will commit a crime for Justin Fields at this point.
Okay.
Look, I don't want to be.
Can I warn you to be wary of that from all
Listen.
the experience I've had with Justin Fields?
Look, okay, here's my thought process, right? Either Justin Fields gets away from the Bears, right? And we all know it's
Okay.
the Bears, like the Bears just screw over quarterbacks, right?
True.
He's on the Steelers. I don't care if he's just a glorified running back. That's more than what we had.
I was gonna say, put him in at running back, have a three-headed beast with Russell Wilson at quarterback.
I don't want Russell Wilson at quarterback.
I know, I know.
He's old.
Yeah, he
When like
is.
the entire thing that he did was run around and evade tacklers and
Yeah.
basically like no option, like the DBs couldn't stay covered that long. Like it was sick. Like
Yeah.
I don't want to like shit on Russell Wilson like in 2018 because he was fucking sick.
Yeah.
But current Russell Wilson, oh,
Yeah.
uninspired football. No, because here's the other thing is if Justin Fields plays, you kind of know if he's your guy the next 2 or 3 years to see if he can keep growing or
That's
if,
fair.
okay,
That's a
let's go
fair
back to the
argument.
drawing board and draft another quarterback.
Yeah. That's
So,
fair. That's a fair argument. I guess I didn't think about it like that. Yeah, at least give him some time to be like, all right, you know, are we gonna roll with this guy? Because he's still young, obviously. So,
mean, he's 25, I think. He's younger than Kitten Mittens, younger than Hendon Hooker.
give me a projection of how this game is gonna go for the Steelers on Sunday.
Look, okay. So the Falcons have this thing
Realistic. I
like
should add
as a
realistic
defense.
prediction.
They have this thing called a defense, right?
Yeah.
We'll see if it's any good.
The Falcons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I think they got, like, obviously having Matt Judon helps.
Yeah, they have a
This is
solid
a
secondary.
team last year that had one of the worst pass rushes in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, I think they were legitimately the worst. I
Yeah.
don't know how much, like, okay, Matt Judon, very good player. Him alone, I don't know how much he moves the needle.
They definitely drafted D line at eight though, right?
Oh yeah, you of course they did. They didn't
Oh no,
draft Kenny's not gonna
they
see the
drafted
field this year.
Penix, excuse me, sorry. They
Yeah.
drafted a quarterback.
I think the real thing is it's gonna be a test to see how much the Steelers secondary has improved.
Yeah.
Because just looking at it from the standpoint of what the Falcons are, like the Steelers run defense has just always been good. Like
Yes. Yeah.
it's going to be good this year,
They always got
obviously.
big guys up on the line, and obviously their linebacking core is really good too. So,
Like Bijan's probably going to have, some big runs or whatever. Maybe
yeah.
not like a super explosive deep one, but he's going to be able to churn out some first downs. Like I'm not
Plus, I mean, the Falcons have a
Bijan.
lot of athletes at their offensive skill positions. So,
Yeah. So for me, the thing that I'm worried about is can the secondary hold up enough to just even just hold the Falcons to field goals?
the good thing I
At the end
think
of the
is that
day,
you, the good thing I think for you is that you do have athletic linebackers that you can. I'm not going to say they're going to be able to hold exactly with Bijan and, you know, the likes of Kyle Pitts, but like they're going to make it more difficult to like scheme those guys into the game plan, I feel like, because you do have pretty athletic linebackers.
Yeah, so I think that the defense is going to be tested by the Falcons offense. The Steelers offense, I am more concerned about the Steelers offense just I'm less concerned about the Falcons defense and more concerned about the Steelers offense just not
Right.
running properly.
Right.
which, and this is another reason why I feel like Justin Fields is a better fit for this offense than Russell Wilson, because if other things aren't working, you know Justin Fields can run, right? If guys aren't able to get open downfield, well, guess what? You have a quarterback who can go pick up 10 yards immediately. So that's my big thing. I feel like Russell Wilson definitely isn't 100%, and him at even like 75% is probably just going to be the worst possible situation for them. Will this game end 10-7? Yes. Who is going to win 10-7? I have no idea.
Okay. Fair enough.
I am very excited about this Lions Rams Sunday Night Football game, though.
Yes. I am also excited for Lions Rams. I LA has some injuries at their secondary, so they're kind of really, really thin in their secondary. So I'm thinking that the boys, Amon-Ra and Jamar, are gonna just have monstrous nights. If I'm betting on anything, I'm betting on Jamo anytime touchdown scorer. I just have a feeling that he's gonna let people know that he's here for the season and he's gonna have a big breakout year. I am scared. I'm just scared because I know the Rams offense is very good and that Stafford does have connections with his receivers and that he's very in tune with them in game, and you can tell that obviously. I mean, we saw Cooper Kupp 2 years ago break all the like have the Triple Crown, do a million receptions, a bunch of receiving yards, touchdowns. He's also an athlete. And then he gets another version of him that's younger with Puka. And he's just very in tune with his receivers. He knows where to hit them, when to hit them. I'm interested to see the Lions defense and how it does with what I feel as better athletes and better defenders in general, behind Aaron Glenn's scheme. So we'll see. But I'm excited. I think the Lions win and pull it off. But I think it's a good football game. I think it's a grudge match. I think it's a shootout. And I think it'll be a good primetime game to start off
Yeah.
Sunday Night Football.
I think they overall, I think, picked the right teams for these
Yeah.
prime time openers.
And I mean, rematch from last year's, first round playoffs too. Like, there's obviously that Stafford coming back home to Detroit, after all the stuff was said about like the fans booing Kelly Stafford and his kids and all this stuff. Like, it's just, and I know Stafford loves Detroit. I know the Staffords love Detroit, but it's like obviously, we want to bust his ass when he comes to town, like
Yeah.
we've moved on from that past team. I love Matthew Stafford, but every time he comes to Detroit, I want him to get his head knocked off is all,
Yeah. I think that it's kind of interesting because, like, for you, it's very much how is this Lions offense or defense improved? Like, you're confident about the offense. How has the defense improved? And then for me, it's I'm very confident about the Steelers defense, but is the offense
We're
going to
kind
do
of
anything?
in a separate world. I am worried a bit on the offensive end just because we don't necessarily have a wide receiver three. I mean, we do, but like we don't have like a secure one. We don't really have a big guy. I know we signed Tim Patrick, and I think he's going to make that push for that spot, but I'm interested to see.
I think that with how talented Sam Laporta is as a
That's
tight
true.
end, basic like any guy that you throw at wide receiver three can honestly just be like a wide receiver four, pretty much, because like
Yeah, I
Laporta's a
mean,
dynamic tight end,
he's
right?
an
Like
athlete. He's an athlete.
like
And with Ben Johnson as a play caller too on the offensive side, I mean, I think we've saw he's pretty good at scheming up, how to get people open and how to work with what he has. So,
how you guys have kept Ben Johnson around is beyond
yeah. I know, seriously. Make a movie about it
me. It's
or
insane,
something.
especially with how much the NFL like just tries to hunt down offensive coordinators for
I
next head
know.
coaching positions.
I know. He could have a very he could have had a very large pay raise, and he decided just to stay home with the boys, and I'm forever grateful.
If they don't win this year, do you think he stays again or do you think he finally leaves?
I think he might go. I think he might go, unfortunately. Just because I think he's staying to win. And that window might not be as large as we hope it is. So I don't know. I think I feel like it depends on how the season goes. You know, like how far do we make it? Do we make it to the Super Bowl? I think if we make it to the Super Bowl and lose, he might stay because we were at the cusp. You know, do we make it to the NFC Championship game and lose again? That might be different. It's like, all right, we got here back to back years and we, you know, put up a dud. So, you know, I want to go and do something on my own now. I don't know. It's being a coordinator is weird, I feel like. Like you have the opportunity to be a head coach. You're excelling at what you do. So you know you're doing a good job. It's like you want to make that next step. You know, how do you get along with your team? How do you get along with your head coach? I think there's so many relationships that come into effect, I think, when deciding, like, do I want to make that next step? Do I want to go be head coach somewhere? I want to start fresh, you know?
Well, that's the cool thing. Like the Lions actually have guys now that like are getting head coaching interviews. I don't think that the last time a Steelers coordinator went to become a head coach, and he didn't even go directly to becoming a head coach. He just kind of went somewhere else. He went to the Colts. Bruce Arians is, I think, the last Steelers guy who was a coordinator who ended up being a head coach down the line.
Yeah.
And like, other than that, and he didn't even go directly to being a head coach from the Steelers. He went somewhere else and then became a head coach. So it's just like,
Right.
I don't know. That's one of those things that, like, as a fan, it sucks to lose those guys
Yeah.
as your coordinators. But if you have a guy that gets those interviews and like gets that job, you know you had a very good
Right. And
offense.
I'm really scared to lose Ben Johnson just because we've come, Lions fans especially have just, you know, traumatic feelings about coordinators because for the longest time we couldn't, first off, for the longest time we didn't have a functioning head coach who had half a brain. And then on top of that, we had coordinators that were horrendous, making horrendous calls. And you know, being a Lions fan and doubling up as a Michigan State fan, I think we can both say that our coordinators have been atrocious
Oh, yeah.
for a majority of our lives. Like, at least our adult lives, they've been horrible.
Yeah, and
Like,
D'Antonio, when he was the head coach, refused to fire anybody.
just it, I don't know. Like, when I get one of these coordinators that's good and like actively getting job interviews, I'm like, okay, we need to hold on to this dude as long as we can because I don't want to go back to being like, what the hell is going on with this offense or what the hell is going on with this defense? Like,
You have to think like Brad Holmes is just going to dip into the Rams well again and pull another guy out of there to be the offensive coordinator when Ben Johnson leaves,
yeah.
which honestly every NFL team is doing. Like
Yeah.
they're basically pulling from either the Rams or the 49ers to
I
get
mean,
offensive coordinator.
McVay is smart, and the way he does things, I mean, obviously it works. So,
Like I'm pretty like it's just insane. Like every offensive coordinator in the NFL, not every, but like in your brain, it's like every offensive coordinator in the NFL was at one point either with the Rams or the 49ers.
insane.
And I get it, like that style of offense is just the way the NFL has gone, but it's just pretty interesting how much they churn out offensive
Yeah,
talent from those two places
insane.
at the coordinator positions. But yeah, I mean,
Definitely.
I'm excited for week one.
Me too.
It's been
A
a
lot of
long
good
time
games, I
coming.
feel like. I don't know. I don't know. I'm up and down on games. I think the Cowboys and the Browns will be a really good game. I think the Bills Cardinals will be a good game. Who else plays? I think the Dolphins. Who the
How
Dolphins
do you
play?
feel
They
about
play that.
Jets Niners?
I don't know. I don't know. People are gonna. I've been hearing 49ers might take a step back this year. I'm skeptical on the Jets. I think Rodgers is good, but how good will he be after the torn Achilles? Purdy is a system quarterback.
He's a check down merchant.
Yeah, like I
They will
don't.
lose, yeah.
I mean, I think I think they both have really good offenses.
Yeah.
So
And that's not to say
we'll
anything
see.
bad about Brock Purdy. Like, he is very good at what he does,
Yeah, no, he's
but
perfect for San Francisco.
he thrives a lot because of the scheme and
When contract
never
talks come
him.
around, it's gonna be like, do we give this guy a lot of money or do we just say see and take another?
You have to imagine they pay him because he is the first guy that I think actually gave them a chance to win the Super Bowl. Like, I know Jimmy G got them to a Super Bowl,
I'm
but
just, this is my thought process. If you can get guys like Jimmy G and Brock Purdy to the Super Bowl, why not one, either try and draft another guy in the late rounds, or two, try and sign someone that's a step above them in free agency that you don't have to pay an insane bag to?
well, that was like the entire point of drafting Trey Lance, right? They were
Yeah.
like, we're able to make it to the Super Bowl with a guy of the talent level of Jimmy Garoppolo. What if we had a guy that has the upside of Trey Lance? And then we saw how that
Upside.
worked out.
Man, Trey Lance had the biggest ceiling of all time, and it's just had the lowest floor of all time. So
Dude, I.
didn't he throw five interceptions in the last
Yes.
preseason game
Oh, yeah.
for
He.
the Cowboys? Yeah, for the Cowboys.
Trey Lance, you're a special
What a
player.
downfall. Two
Yeah.
Trey Lance mentions. That's more than I thought we would have going into this.
You want a third Trey Lance mention?
Sure.
Do you, speaking of, would you rather have Trey Lance or Brian Hoyer as your quarterback?
Trey Lance. Come on. Would you have Trey Lance or rather have Trey Lance or Justin Fields as your quarterback?
Oh, Justin Fields. Justin Fields, 100%.
Fair, fair.
All right, Tyler, I'm going to give you five quarterbacks. I need you to rank them blindly. All right.
Okay,
We're
okay.
doing a bit. We're doing
Oh, blindly. Okay.
a bit. Blind rank these quarterbacks, five of them. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins.
Two.
Trey Lance.
Five.
Matt Stafford.
Fuck. One.
Joe Burrow.
Dude. Three.
Tim Tebow.
Four. Okay. Okay. I didn't know if you were, what I thought you were gonna do is I thought you were gonna give me like one good quarterback like Cousins and like leave that and then just give me four shitters at the end.
No, I had in my brain, like, the only guys I had in my brain were Matt Stafford, Kirk Cousins, and Joe Burrow. And then I was trying to think of two other guys, and I was like, oh, crap, Trey Lance, I guess. And then.
I would realistically, I would probably go. I don't know. I feel like I could make the case for Stafford at one, so.
I mean, I don't
As
agree,
a
but yes.
talent, Burrow is probably one, but like overall, like Stafford right now is one out of those quarterbacks. And then
I
I would say
think
Burrow and
you,
Cousins are close, but I would say Burrow two, Cousins three.
Lance four, Tebow five.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Yeah, I guess. That doesn't really matter. They could just be tied for last. They're about the same skill level, so.
Yeah.
But
Five interceptions in
yeah.
the preseason. Yeah.
Anything else, Thomas? Anything else you want to cover? NFL, college, anything?
Oh, didn't we say that we need to start talking about our being on Spotify and Apple Podcasts at the
Yeah,
beginning?
at the beginning of episodes, and now we're talking about it at the end of the episode
We
again.
are still on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Shout out to the people from Germany that listen to our show,
Back.
Belgium.
Yes.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. Shout out the Germans, man. I saw
Shout
that.
out
I was like,
Germans
there's
and shout
no
out
way this is
Belgium.
real.
That does not seem like a real thing, but that's
Hey,
awesome.
that's what the RSS feed says, man. So I'll
I
take it.
guess we got to figure out what teams they all root for. Oh,
Yeah.
leave a review if you do, and let us know what team you root for, and we'll make sure we
Yeah,
talk.
who do you want us to talk about? Like, I mean, we talk about the Lions and Steelers, I think, too much. And we should maybe start to stray away from that just because people aren't going to listen to people. Like, that's pretty niche. But I feel like we cover a lot of other teams too. But
Yeah,
if you want us
but like, you
to
know, we got some, especially the
delve
people
into
in
some teams
Germany and
deeper.
Belgium, let us know, you
Yeah.
know. You
Yeah.
can contact Tyler at his social security number.
Yes. I'll leave that in the comments. Contact my social security number in
Yeah.
the comments. If you made it this far, you mean the world to us,
Oh,
literally.
yeah. People who complete the full episode are special and
The
hold
literal
respect
definition of a
above
goat
everyone
in my
else.
eyes.
We should start leaving like secret messages at the very
Yeah.
end.
But
Like
like,
we'll
what
just
would
like
we
leave
leave
one
though?
number and it's like a coupon code, like a gift card code, and whoever cashes
Yeah,
it.
we wouldn't have to, we would have to like not like bring it to like light though, because we'd have to keep it like low key, obviously. Like
Yeah, like I'll just
maybe a
we'll be
couple
like talking
episodes ago.
about ranking quarterbacks blindly, and I'll just be like
Yeah.
R, so that people know that that's
R.
the first
You're
number
like R.
in R. It's the first letter in the coupon or the gift card.
Oh, that's funny. I mean, yeah, we'll have to do something. I don't know.
Oh, we don't have enough listeners to do
Or we
that.
just get picked up by a really famous podcast for some reason and blow up and become famous.
Oh yeah. I mean, if the Hawk Tua Girl can get her own podcast, why can't we?
Literally, seriously, someone that doesn't deserve airtime at all, by the way. But I think I'm literally gonna reach out to Bryce Barringer and see if he will come on the show. Because I was
I
thinking
need
about
to.
that, and that's
If we
actually
both
kind of a
do it, he can't say no.
that's pretty niche. We can get probably MSU fans to listen, and then obviously he's plays for the Patriots and he's an NFL punter, so why not try?
Yeah. Let's do it. Well, Bryce Barringer will be the first guest on the show. We promise. Well, I'm not
Yeah.
gonna promise that, but
No, we'll make it happen.
it's my life's mission
We'll make
to
it
talk
happen.
to him.
We'll make it happen.
All right.
That's it,
Well,
though.
thank
That's
you
it
all
for
for
this week.
listening. We appreciate it.
I'm gonna go tear it up on the links now.
Good luck, buddy.
Peace.
Bye.